The second component of data quality is timeliness. There are two key points related to timeliness. It is important to have data when you need it, and data is more accurate the shorter the time between collection and data entry. This is because intake staff will remember the conversations better, and you may still have access to the client for clarification needs. There are a few things you might want to think about regarding the timeliness of data quality standards. First, when and how often you need information. Some of this is determined for you by funding sources. For instance, in Massachusetts, programs providing emergency shelter to families must collect and upload daily bed list information to the Department of Housing and Community Development so that their centralized placement program knows exactly where the empty beds are across the state. This frequency also means that DHCD can look at up-to-the-minute information to look for trends and react quickly. Therefore, their standard for timeliness for family shelters is daily data collection and entry into the system. Second, the feasibility of collecting and entering the data within the time frame you want. Large volume emergency shelters, 100 beds or more, with 2 to 3 staff persons checking people in, will have difficulty collecting all of the universal data elements on each client during check-in, unless they are using the system to assign clients to available beds, and the majority of the clients have been in the program before. If you want to have emergency shelter data entered into the system daily, then you must also balance it with the program's capacity to do so. Third, access to the client can have an impact on when you want the data collected and entered into the system. Emergency shelters only have a short time frame when they have access to the clients to collect the data needed, usually less than 16 hours. In order to make sure that the questions about the data collected can be clarified before the shelter loses contact with the client, a best practice may be to collect the universal data elements at program entry, with data entry into the system overnight, so that clients whose data need clarification can be addressed during morning checkout. Likewise, emergency shelters serving clients who are under the influence may choose to collect only minimal information, such as name, and then follow in the morning with completing the data collection during morning checkout, when the client is better able to provide more complete and accurate information. On the other hand, transitional and permanent housing programs don't need to do daily data entry. Your policy for timeliness may actually be tiered. The universal data elements for new clients are entered into the system within 24 hours, program-specific elements are collected and entered within 7 days, and then records are updated as necessary through normal client interactions. Fourth, you want one standard for the program type with little or no exceptions. It is this consistency in the standard that will increase your data quality and ensure that you can compare data across programs reliably. It goes without saying that your standard must meet, at a minimum, the requirements of your various funding sources.